Blog Talk Radio.
Lord Saints, welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest Broadcast. I'm Bishop Isaac Center. I'm blessed. I am privileged. I'm highly favored to have this opportunity to come and speak life to you today, Saints. Somebody say with me, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're so blessed to have you tuned in with us again on this day, and we thank each and every one of our cell church members and cell churches that are gathering around the world in your small groups. We pray that wherever two or three are gathered in his name, that the Lord Jesus will be present in your midst. Now today, we're going to talk about a lesson entitled, Come Follow Me. I like for you to say, come follow me. Yes, we're going to look at two accounts of scripture, one from the book of Mark and another from the book of Matthew, where it talks about Jesus calling of his first apostles, and we're going to see that Christ Jesus has a mission and mandate for each and every one of us, just as he had a mission and a mandate for these early disciples. So I pray that you have your Bible, your paper, or pencils, that you'll be prepared to take notes, study along with us, so that you can search the scriptures to see whether the things that we say are so or not. Praise the Lord. And so I'm also excited to announce our upcoming Pinnacle of Success Conference and Grace Bible College graduation, which is scheduled for Saturday, May 28, 2016, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. We pray that you will contact us if you'd like to be a part of this year's conference. Or if you're a graduate of the school, contact us, find out how you can get your fees paid and your coursework completed. But thanks again. As we think about this week's text from Come Follow Me, let's first take a look at a portion of scripture from Mark chapter 1, verse 16. Mark chapter 1, verse 16. Let's take a look at that portion of scripture. And as I mentioned to you earlier, we'll also take a look at some text from the book of Matthew. But Mark chapter 1, verse 16 reads this. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. Let us pray, thanks to God. Hallelujah. Father, we give glory and honor. We ascribe worth to you on this day. For majesty, dominion, and power belongs to you. I thank you for each person who's listening by the sound and hearing of my voice. I thank you that your power is revealed in them, that your power will be revealed to them, that your power will be revealed for them. Just as you called your early disciples, O God, may your voice go forth through my voice today. May their hearts be open as their early disciples' hearts were open. May they walk in obedience as you will call us to walk in obedience. May our feet and our path be directed by you, O God. This day we surrender ourselves afresh to you in unreserved obedience, O God. Preserve our life, preserve our soul by your blood and by your power. In Jesus' master's name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, saints, come follow me. This is what we're looking at, this text from the book of Mark, where Jesus announces the good news and then he calls his first disciples or first apostles. And this is going to be something that is very relevant to each and every one of us who are listening to the sound and hearing my voice today. So you see that Christ did not call them to follow a movement. He did not call them to follow a religion. He called them to follow after him. And this is the same call that the Holy Spirit is sending forth today, even through this broadcast, that each and every person under the sound of hearing my voice, Jesus says, come follow me. Hallelujah. And we're going to understand what it means to come. We're going to understand what it means to follow. And we're going to understand what Jesus said he would make these early disciples. And it's also the very same thing that he wants to make you today. Someone said to me, come follow me. So let's look at the context of the scripture again. Let's back up a little bit to verse number 14 of Mark. Let's look at Mark chapter 1, verse 14. And it says that after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. And this is what he said in verse 15. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Thanks to God, this here is the gospel in a nutshell. Jesus proclaimed that the time has come because he had come. He says, because he had come, the kingdom of God is come. That is the rule and the reign of Christ in the earth. The rule and reign of God over every principality and power and spiritual wickedness and dark places. The good news that Jesus announced at this season was that the time, somebody said the time has come and the kingdom of God has come near. So repent and believe the good news. So here Jesus gives forth the proclamation of what the gospel is. And after he released this proclamation, it is interesting to note that he announced it after John was put in prison. For prior to John the Baptist being put in prison, he had been calling forth to the people to repent, hallelujah, for the kingdom of God is near. So here Jesus picks up the message after John was ceased from speaking. Jesus began to proclaim the message publicly himself. And it wasn't just enough that Jesus would proclaim the message. He wanted others to proclaim the same message as well. And thanks to God, I want you to know that this message has not changed over the years. This message is the same today as it was yesterday. And we're still calling forth those, as he will see here in this particular text, he's still calling forth his apostles, those disciples who would drop their nets and follow after Jesus. So after Jesus proclaimed this gospel, it says that as he walked, or after that, he walked beside the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers fishing. They were casting a net into the lake. And he says to them in verse 17, come, follow me. You notice Jesus finds people where they are. He finds people in the ordinary situations of their life. And he uses their common situation to call them to do uncommon things. In this particular case, we see that the men were already fishermen. They were men who were fishing for fish. But Jesus says, come, follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men. I will make you something uncommon, that not only would you be able to catch fish, which is common for fishermen, but you'll be able to do that which is uncommon when I make you a fisher of men. Somebody say, glory to God, come follow me. And this is what Jesus Christ is calling us to today. Every person under the sound of hearing my voice, every person who has received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, he is calling us. He's calling you right now. Wherever your situation, no matter what your occupation, he says, come follow me and I will make you. And it's very interesting to note that it's not something that we have to do for ourselves. It is something that he will do in us, through us, and around us, and for us. So let's understand what it means to come. Most of the time we hear the word come, we assume we know what it means. And in a general sense, most of us probably do. But in the context of which we're talking about, come follow me today. The word come means to move or travel toward or into a place thought of as near or familiar to the speaker. You notice that Jesus didn't say, just come follow me and to go nowhere and to do anything. But come follow me and I'm going to give you a purpose. Come follow me, I'm going to give you a mission. Come follow me, I'm going to give you a mandate. And not only will I give you this purpose, this mission and mandate, I will make you ready and able to be able to perform it. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to know that Jesus is not going to ask you to come and follow after him and then to rely on your own strength in order to accomplish that which he called you to do? No, first thing you must do before we get ahead of ourselves of trying to figure out what's going to happen next, is to first respond to Jesus. We see in the context that these men, it says in verse 18, at once they left their net and followed him. So let's understand the word follow. What does it mean to follow in the context of what you're seeing in this text? Jesus first issued the proclamation or the invitation to the early disciples, and he's still issuing invitations today, perhaps to you who are listening to my voice. Perhaps you are receiving an invitation from the Lord to follow after him, not follow after man, not follow after woman, not follow after your church, not follow after your doctrine, but to follow after him. Hallelujah. So come, Jesus says, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So follow means to go or come after a person or a thing that is proceeding ahead of you. Christ is not going to ask you to do anything he hasn't already done. He's not going to ask you to go places where he's not already gone. He's not going to ask you to do anything that he's not done in advance for you. So all he asks us to do is to come, follow after, step in his footprints. Come after him as he goes before us, just as a good shepherd does. And our part as he goes before us is to move or travel behind him. That's what it means to follow. This is what Jesus was saying to the early disciples here, and this is what Jesus Christ is still saying by the power of the Holy Spirit to every person under the sound and hearing of my voice today. Someone said to me, come, follow me. So step number one is to come, move or travel toward the one who is speaking. And in this case, we need to move toward Jesus. Hallelujah. And once we move toward him, and as he goes forward into different places, as he leads us, that means we will then follow him and move behind him and travel with him. As he leads us, as he guides us, by the power of his Holy Spirit, may we continue to follow after him. That's the second part of this particular text that will cause the third thing to happen in the lives of the early disciples. And if you who are listening to my voice today, if you have any desire to follow after Jesus, if you have any desire to get to know Jesus better, then the first thing that you must do is to receive this invitation that Jesus issued here, and today you can do the same thing. Jesus says, come. Come, move toward me right now. Move to a place near me. Inquire of me. Seek my face. And then follow me. Move after me. Lead, follow my leading. Do what I've done. Say what I've said. Go where I've gone. And as we continue to obey the command of God, as we continue to obey what the Lord has spoken in these scriptures, we're going to see that he's going to do something as a result of our obedience. The third word I want you to take a look at is make. You see in this particular text where Jesus says, come, follow me, and I will send you or make you fishers of men, as we look at the text in Matthew in just a moment. So make is the third word. That means to form something, putting the parts together, combining something together to construct or to create. I'm going to make you. Hallelujah. This means that you're not what God needs you to be right now, but God is going to make you everything he needs you to be and then some. Hallelujah. If you've been trying to reach people in your own strength, you need to cease and allow Jesus to make you into fishers of men. He will, in this text, we see that he used the words that were common to these early disciples. And some of you listening may not be fishermen. You may not be able to understand the art or the mastery of fishing, using nets for men. But Jesus knew that these men's specific task and level of understanding would be able to relate to what he was asking them to do. And I want you to know that when Jesus calls you, he's going to use phrases and terms that you are familiar with. He's going to ask you to do something that he knows that you're very capable of doing in the natural, and he knows what you're capable of doing in the common use of things, but he wants to give you an uncommon purpose for that common use in your life. Jesus says to you right now, come, follow me. Is there anybody here there who God is stirring your heart right now today, that you've been trying to figure out what it is, God, what is it you want me to do? How would I be able to go about doing it? What Jesus says, he simply says to you, what he says to his other disciples, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So let's take a look also at another portion of Scripture in the book of Matthew, where Mark and Matthew talked about this same incident using pretty much the same word language. If you'd like to make note of Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. And we'll see again where Jesus called his first disciples, or as I would like to say, his first apostles. That means they're going to be sent forth. When Jesus says he's going to send, it means that I'm going to make you an apostle. Apostle means one who is sent. It is no more complex than that. I know a lot of times people use the word apostle as somebody who's a leader over a group of people, but an apostle is simply one who is sent. And that means each and every one of us who are listening today can be sent by Jesus. We all can go forth with an apostolic message, sharing the good news of the kingdom of God. And this is what Jesus Christ called his first disciples to do, and this is what Jesus Christ is still calling his disciples to do today. Just as he called his first disciples, he's calling disciples right now. He may be calling some of you to go forth and share this gospel. Look at, again, Matthew chapter 4. Let's start reading verse 18. It says, as Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother. They were casting a net, into the lake, for they were fishermen. Verse 19, come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. King James translation says, and I will make you. In the NIV version, which I read, it says, I will send you. I'm going to make you into someone that I can send to make more disciples. In other words, you'll be able to gather men with the gospel message, just as you gather fish with your net. Somebody say, come follow me. So you understand that Jesus Christ is going to equip these men for the work of the gospel for which he had called them to do, and Jesus will also equip you for the work that he has called for you to do. That's why we should not give in to the fear that the enemy tries to place upon our lives. Many of you listening today, God has given you an unction. He may have called you. He may have been leading you and guiding you to respond to sharing the good news of the gospel of the kingdom of God. It wasn't the first time Jesus had a conversation with these men, but he recognized them again. And at this time, he did not just say, come and listen to me teach and listen to my preaching. I want you to this time come, but I want you to continue to follow after me. I want you to go where I go. I want you to do what I do. I want you to see what I see. I want you to say what I say. They're taking them to that next step in discipleship, saying to God. Perhaps some of you listening to my voice today, that God is saying to you that you've already heard my teaching, you've heard my preaching. Now I'm asking you to come and be a disciple. I want you to be an apostle. I want you to be one who bears the good news about my kingdom to the rest of the world. So first we see the command came to those who were not unprepared. Short as it was in some sense, Jesus says, come, follow me. It was almost a sense that this is the first parable in our Lord's teaching. We see this may have been the germ of an actual parable. As we look at Matthew 13:47, it suggests a whole circle of thoughts. And so when Jesus spoke these words to them, he knew that the time of fruition was near. For he said, for the kingdom of God has come near to you. So come, follow me. I believe the same thing is happening for some people right now today. And he says unto them, after some of the previous circumstances, we see that that is not only now and then or to follow me every now and then. He says, but now I'm calling these early disciples to leave their ordinary employment, to leave their common duties and become a constant contendant or attendant of mine, to become my messengers to all of mankind. I pray today that God will stir the hearts of those in this generation, because this generation desperately needs to hear the true gospel of the kingdom of God. Perhaps that's some of you listening today, just as these are the disciples, where Jesus is saying, we've started a relationship, we've courted a relationship, but now let's make a commitment to one another. So here the disciples agreed to make a commitment that when God has called people to their offices of dignity and usefulness among the people, as he has appeared to them to grant favor, he wants us to gain the same favor that he's going to place upon these other disciples to go forth and become fishers of men. If you want to see souls saved, if you want to see the lost found, if you want to see the sick healed, if you want to see that which is wrong made right, then the antidote to the world's problem is the good news that the kingdom of God, hallelujah, is that the kingdom of God has come near. And that is why it's so very important that each and every one of us, just as these early disciples, that we understand what role Jesus may call us to play in his kingdom. Each and every one of us, I pray, will be challenged and respond to this message or invitation today. You see, the Lord Jesus called them to the gospel of the kingdom. That is to God's way of doing things. Not as the way the world giveth, but God giveth. God doeth. God saith. God commands it. So just as shepherds were feeding their flocks when Jesus first appeared in birth, just as Amos was watching his flock when God called him, as Gideon was working in the threshing floor, and here we see the early apostles were going about their ordinary life of fishing. Don't be surprised, thanks to God, and I want you to pay attention to the opportunities where you may hear God's voice calling you as you're going about your everyday life business. Jesus Christ may intercede into your life through the Holy Spirit, may be whispering to you, may be challenging some of you. He may call upon you, if he's not already done so, that you will also come, move, travel towards the one who is speaking to you, that you will secondly follow, that you will go or come after him, move or travel behind him, and three, that you allow him to make or form something of you by putting the pieces together, by combining the circumstances, by constructing and creating you into a new creation. This is what Jesus Christ was saying to the early disciples, and this is what the Holy Spirit is saying to each and every one of us today. He says that you will gather men into the gospel net, to the early disciples, and you will gain them over to the faith, and such abundant success will I give you that the number of souls converted by you shall be greater than that of the fishes that have been used, that you have been used to catching. You see how Jesus will use the similar situations or the common situations in their life, and he will use the common situations in your life to cause uncommon things to happen. But that only happens after you do the first two steps. That is, you must come. Secondly, you must follow. And third, he will make you into the fisher of men. So he asks us, just as he says in Ezekiel 36, verses 6 through 10, observe, reader, the work of ministers is set forth. We are not to catch fish for our livelihood. We are not to do it for honor or applause to ourselves, but to win souls to God. He says that the gospel is the bait. It's the bait in the hook. And we are to order our nets for the express purpose of catching men's souls for the kingdom of God. I want you to really understand this, but this is not for our own profit. This is not for our own profitability or prosperity, but it's for the profitability and the prosperity of the kingdom of God. So Jesus says to his early disciples, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Oh, thanks to God. I pray today that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that some of you listening to my voice right now will heed the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will labor and allow him to make you a fisher of men without the divine blessing that comes from him. Just like the disciples of old, we can toil all day and night, but we shall catch nothing, or nothing will amount to purpose in our life. But when we allow Jesus to make us into fishers of men, if we allow him to call forth us and to empower us with his anointing, then we will have such a great catch that we'll have to call others over to gather it with us. This is what Jesus Christ is calling these men to do, and I believe it's what he's calling all of us to do to greater or lesser degrees. And it says that after Jesus gave this proclamation of come, follow, and I will make you, it says that straightway or immediately they left their nets and they followed after him. They were influenced by the power of his word, and they were struck with the wonderful miracles that they had seen and heard about him. Saints of God, will you today? For the laborers, for the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Jesus is still calling for laborers today. He asks us in the scriptures to pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth, just as Jesus was sending forth these men for the work of the gospel of the kingdom of God. We are to continue to pray, and if I pray even now that to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth more laborers into the harvest. For the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Again, we see here the proclamation of the beginning of Jesus' preaching. We see the beginning of his teaching. And here we see the beginning of his call to discipleship and apostleship. Today, being an apostle is not some fancy term that means you have to dress in certain type of garments and you have to go around assuming a certain title for yourself. But it does mean that you are one who has come to Jesus. It means that you are one who are willing to follow after Jesus. And it means that you are one who has allowed Jesus to make you a fisher of men. That's as simple as it is today, saints of God. So for those of you who have not accepted Jesus Christ, I want you to come. Come to him. Learn of him. Secondly, I want you to follow after him. Follow his ways. Follow his teaching. Do what he's done. Say what he said. Go where he's gone. Live as he lived. And Jesus will do the rest by his Holy Spirit, which he will make you a fisher of men. So again, Jesus says to his early disciples, and I say to you as we close, I want you to look again at Mark chapter 1, verse number 16. And let's read again how Jesus spoke to these men. He says, verse 15, the time has come, the kingdom of God has come near, repent and believe the good news. And as he walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw some disciples, and he said, come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people. In the mighty name of Jesus, saints, may you be blessed and prosper in the things of God as you come and follow me.